Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the fifth anniversary of the Pop Culture Stars Thanksgiving Show. This is Dr. John. I'm coming to you live from beautiful, hot Orangeburg, South Carolina. It is hot outside. I don't know what to do, but that's all right. It's cool and snowing in my mind, so it's good to have everybody is here for the Pop Culture Stars Thanksgiving special. I'll go down in the reverse order of how everybody came online, I believe. Dave Atwell, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Looks like the weather could go to hell at any given moment, but the temperature has gone up from last night about 15, 20 degrees, so made good weather for cigar smoking. And and I was speaking in the green room about modifying my drink plan tonight. I do have a Pabst here with me. But Dale brought home one of those Keurigs, right? And I'm not a coffee drinker. Just can't handle it no more. I drink coffee, and my body says 2X it's everybody out. but what I can do is drink apple cider. So Dale had gotten me some apple cider to put in there. And after drinking a cup or two over to the last week, the horns went up, and I said, I could do something here. So what I do is I put 2 shots of apple brown royal in there, and then I hit the apple cider on top of it. And I tell you what, it's pretty fine drinking. So once again, if I applied myself, I could probably find the cure for world hunger, but I enjoy tearing things up too much. So if I'm going to do something inventive, it's going to be for the bread. But, yeah, it's good drinking. So in the event you have a Keurig, get you some apple cider Keurig cups and some Crown Royal apple and tell them Dave sent you.
All right, Dave sent us. Malcolm, how are you doing tonight?
I'm worn out from taking care of you-know-whose dog today. Attacks the cat, jumps on my stomach. Man, I'm just like,
I'm standing right here,
That's right. I was telling him a while ago, he heard the doorbell on TV, went nuts barking. I'm like...
Well, that's okay. Just more adventures with the dog. It's always fun.
Hey, Malcolm.
Piece of shit cell phone. I tried to text David Arquette, and the words keep changing on me. He's like, "Oh, I'm talking Japanese."
Well, hey,
Malcolm,
little,
you were talking
Malcolm,
about
just...
the doorbell on TV. You know, when my husband and I were at my son's apartment when he lived up in Rogers, Arkansas. My husband likes to watch Wheel of Fortune, and every time, you know, the letter lights up, you know, it dings and stuff. Well, my son's little dog, he would run to the TV and start barking at the TV because he thought it was a doorbell.
I know. I had a dog. My first dog, Bandit, was a toy fox terrier. We used to watch Animal Planet, and Sergeant Anne Marie Lucas would come on for Animal Precinct, and you go, "Oh, come here, mama." And the dog would come up to the TV, thought she was actually real inside the TV, and just start licking the TV. It was crazy.
Well, everybody, let's get everybody introduced before we start talking about everything. And tonight we are very pleased to have the one, the only, the Queen of Sparkle herself. Liz, how are you doing tonight, honey? We're glad you're here with us.
Well, it's actually 4 a.m. where I am, so it's technically morning, but I'm so glad to be spending it with you guys.
Good to hear
We're
you.
Glad you're here with us.
Kidding, girl.
That's great. We're just telling everybody hello in the order, in the reverse order in which they came on. So, Velvet, how are you doing from down there in Ravenel, near Charleston? What's up?
I'm glittery also. Thank you very much. I'm very beautiful tonight.
Sure you are.
Glittery, exactly. Tim, what do you got going on? Tim Armstrong. What's up?
Sitting in the family room. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody on the show, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there in radio land. I can't say that we're having the nice warm weather that you appear to be having. It's probably around 45 or so, and it's been raining all day. So I'm cozied up here in the recliner, and yes, I do have my Diet Coke and vodka, and ready for an awesome Thanksgiving show, my first.
You better believe it. And Todd, how are you doing tonight?
I am outstanding, the supernatural, ecstatic to be here, and man, I am ready for the chow tomorrow. Just a quick reminder to everyone, remember at 1 o'clock in the morning, set your scales back 14 pounds, so you'll be good to go for Thanksgiving.
like saving time before Thanksgiving? Man, this world is getting fucked up.
Okay.
Well, all I know is I'm listening to my favorite Christmas song, Last Christmas by George Michael, so I'm happy.
Okay.
Okay. All right, well, that's great. Did I miss anybody? If not, I want to go directly to Liz. Oh, me, I'm here. I'm just always here. Liz, the Queen of Sparkle, tell us what's been going on with you. Aren't you in South America or South Africa? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually in South Africa. And just as a heads up, my transformer may blow. So if I lose you guys, we don't have electricity out here very often. So if I lose you, I apologize. But, yeah, it's starting to trip. Anyways, I'm out here enjoying the nice, bright, sunshiny weather. I took a dip in the pool and had some beers today, and now I'm sunburnt. I didn't think I'd ever be sunburnt on a day before Thanksgiving.
Well,
that's okay.
You're in the oven too long. Liz, you're in the oven too long, and you got a little overdone.
I sure did. I look like a freaking lobster right now.
Now, what time did you say it was there right now?
It is 4 in the morning.
And it's summertime,
and the sun
down
is
there,
up,
right?
The sun will be about, I think, 45 minutes. But on this particular show that I'm working on, I'm doing VIT, which is basically taking all the footage that is shot, and I put everything on the drives to send back to post, and I basically go through every file that we have to make sure that all the files are playable, and the media that we got, all the footage that we shot is usable for post. So they work usually from about 5 in the morning to about 5-6 in the evening, but my day can't start until they get back with stuff for me to work, so I usually work overnight. So it just happens to be that locked into your schedule the time.
Now, can you tell us what kind of a project you're working on?
I cannot yet. It will have to be one of those things. It's a rather large network television show. It's I want to say 8th or 9th, maybe 10th season. I'm not exactly sure which season we're in. But I know they have, very vast amounts of spinoffs from the show as well. So I can't exactly say anything yet, but as soon as I can, I'll let you guys know.
That's
okay. Well, that's
awesome.
That's great.
Now, I have a silly question. You were talking about, you got to review all the files have come in that. Man, do you guys get corrupt files that often that kind of.
So it's funny. It's not necessarily that we get corrupt files. It's sometimes if things get downloaded inappropriately, if something happens in the middle of a download, your files can be damaged, and you have to basically pull everything you put on the drive off.
Well, go for it.
Or re-ingest the footage. Sometimes we've had corrupt cards where the media just wouldn't record to the cards or something. But generally that doesn't happen because it doesn't take long to work through circulation. And you can basically NFG those cards out pretty early. You don't have to see them again. And for those of you not in the film world, NFG means no fucking good. So if you ever see NFG on something, there's a meaning behind that.
It's funny. You
hey, Dr. John.
What does NFG stand for? That's exactly what I thought it stood for, and then you come out and actually verified it. I feel amazing right now.
Dr. John.
Yes, Granny, what did you want to ask me?
No, you just forgot about me. You introduced everybody else, and you forgot about
oh,
me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Granny Hulster.
That's okay.
from Springdale, Arkansas. And we still love you, and we've been talking to you, so I just thought you were already introduced. But we love Granny.
No,
she's the queen of scary cats, right?
Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting kind of sleepy, but I'm so happy to be on the show and talking to you especially and everybody else.
Well, Robin's the queen of Scarycast. I'm the queen of the wrestling podcast thing that you did Sunday night with Velvet.
Yes, you are the queen of pro wrestling interviews. That's what it's called.
Yep.
Golly,
yep.
I've had such a long day.
Robin's the queen of Scarycast, and I'm the queen of pro wrestling interviews.
Yay.
That's exactly
I'm
right.
Hey, Todd.
Yes?
I know what she's filming, why it's so secret.
Do
you
tell
ready?
Me. I'm like...
Why?
It's naked midgets in a plane.
No, don't go there.
Oh my lord.
Where's Diamond Lil when you need her? But anyway.
Right? John, I'd like to say something.
Yep.
When I got to meet Susan Green, cowgirl Susan Green on Saturday. She was such a nice lady, and I want to wish her, if she's listening, a very happy Thanksgiving, her and her entire family, because she was so damn nice to me. I can't wait to see her again.
Yeah, she's a great lady. So that everybody knows, in case you didn't know, I'm working on her biography. Susan, the incredible Susan Green, that's what we're going to call her. And it's a lot of fun, and we did some interviews, and it was good. Now, Velvet, did you check out any of the footage and make sure that it was good?
Oh yeah, it looks good. It looks real good.
Is the volume okay?
I don't know. I was looking at stuff. Liz, I know I was off track, so I'm sorry. I'm sure they had some karate in there as well, right?
You know, always. And there's actually this really interesting jujitsu with a group of frogs. I don't know if you caught that too. Totally amazing.
Listen, man, it's gonna be a great. I'm just waiting for the title. That's all I'm waiting on.
Yeah, Dr.
So Liz, about how long do you think you'll be down there in South Africa? Just what's a general ETA, Liz?
I fly home on the 14th of December.
So
ooh,
middle of next
Christmas.
Middle of next month.
Yeah.
Well, good.
So oh, big one.
We expect
for Christmas. I like it.
That's right. And then we get to talk to you about your experiences, at least what you can tell us. So that'll be fun. And, yeah, it's wonderful. I was going to just ask the first general question, because tomorrow is a big – Todd, it was you that talked about moving the scales back 14 pounds. What's everybody going to have for Thanksgiving? And what do you really, really want? And are you going to get it in your Thanksgiving dinner? We're having turkey here. It's going to be awesome. And cake.
Well,
turkey and cake.
You've got to say how you're preparing it, because just saying turkey's pretty vague. It's the, are you talking traditional oven roast? Are you talking fried? Are you talking
traditional
smoked?
Oven roast. It's been in the oven for about 2 hours. It's got another 5 hours to go, and then dressing gets made tomorrow and put in a pan and baked. It's the way we did it up in Glenalpin, North Carolina, and it was really good that way. So that's what we're doing. And, of course, green bean casserole. I couldn't live without that. So anyway, that's do what? All right, I'm going to go around the room, and I'm going to ask everybody, what are you doing for Thanksgiving dinner? Liz, what are you doing for Thanksgiving dinner, or do they celebrate Thanksgiving over there?
So
regardless if they celebrate it here, we celebrate it. And so we're doing a Friendsgiving situation where we're kind of have like a, we're going to try to get as much of the traditional Thanksgiving meal that we can. Again, you know, we're all working tomorrow too, so we'll be working on our schedule, and then we have catering, and we're hoping that while that we'll have like a South African flair to it, we're going to try to do like this merge situation where we kind of get a little bit of home, but we also get a little bit of culture at the same time. So, and honestly, I don't really know exactly what specific meal, and actually where we are too is very limited on supplies. So we may plan to have turkey tomorrow just to kind of have like a little bit of home, that little bit of vibe there. But if we can't find a spot that has any, I mean, we may just have to roll with what we've been doing, which is, you know, traditional South African dishes, which is actually super delicious. But yeah, so we're planning on a little emerge meal, but you know, you never know out here. It may not happen. So we might end up eating a wildebeest. Who knows?
All righty. Awesome. All right. So now we know what you're doing. We know what I'm doing. Now, Todd, you were talking a little bit in the green room before we started. So what are you cooking up besides turkey tomorrow?
All right. Well, go ahead and run through. Darian and I were going to do a hickory smoked turkey, fairly close to the traditional oven roast seasonings as far as that goes. We're going to do a compound butter thing, get it there under the skin and all that. Bird's been brining for several hours already, so we're ahead of the game there. We're going to do a ham. I'm going to do two types of dressing, fairly classic dressing, and I'm also doing oyster dressing. It's must-have in our household. Daughter-in-law Casey rather likes it. So there's mashed potatoes, I'm letting others worry about the dessert. And I'm going to do two kinds of gravy. I do one nice with no extra stuff in it, and then I do one. It's not a true giblet gravy, but what does have the shredded meat from the stock pot in there. So that's more or less where I'm going to go. I think we're having greens on the menu. I know there's at least two kinds of pie. Who knows? I think a cheesecake's coming. Green bean casserole, pretty much usual culprits. It's going to be a starch bomb.
That sounds great. Dave Atwell, what are you doing tomorrow? Or are you just having a drink?
Looks like, well, that will be incorporated to it, of course. But, yeah, doing much like the just run-of-the-mill stuff, like Todd said, we're going to do a ham because Dale's really the only one that digs the turkey. I'm not a big poultry guy myself, so he's going to cook the turkey breast, and then we'll have the ham to go with it. But I'll be spending most of the time working on finishing off the false walls in the closet and making sure there's adequate space under the floorboard, so that way when Governor's Cooper's guys show up with the German Shepherds and go to inspect the house to take a head count, I'll be able to hide guests. And going to watch a lot of Hogan's Heroes reruns, and that way I know how to handle it this year.
Nice.
So, yeah. But otherwise, no, just the traditional stuff. One thing that we're not doing, which some folks are going to laugh, I know when I was a kid I used to tear this stuff up, but now as an adult I eat it, and I'm like, gosh, I can do without it, is cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I can bear down with some cranberry sauce when I was a kid. But these days, I don't know, just isn't there no more. I guess it's just something I outgrew. But, nah, moreover, just want to enjoy some peaceful time. Want to pig out, want to watch some football, want to have some drinks, want to enjoy the dogs, and just enjoy a day where I don't have to go anywhere or be anybody or do anything, and I could just just cruise around, and like I said, as long as I keep the guests hidden, we should be all right.
Well,
when I hear
funny.
The beat on the door, you know.
How many people you have in the
is you got those
have
three dogs, so why do I see a Christmas story with the turkey breast with the three dogs?
Oh, yeah. Where they all run through the house? Yeah. I'm waiting to get my lamp out, so I'm going to wait till after Thanksgiving to do it.
Okay.
But yeah, otherwise we're going to keep it simple and just try to relax and enjoy the day. And, you know, just kind of stinks because normally we go over to Sergeant Major's and everything and y'all hang out with Pop, and me and him always have a couple drinks and watch football games together. And this year, because of the restrictions and everything else, we're not even going to play the game. Just say the hell with it and just stay at the house and let it be, because the last thing we need is any type of misery, more misery than what we've had already for, for a holiday. So I'll leave that there.
All righty. Well, that sounds good. Tim, I'm going to do Tim, and then Granny, and then Malcolm and Velvet, because they live kind of near each other. I'll do it in that order. Tim, what are you doing tomorrow for Thanksgiving meal?
So,
that's important.
So we alternate. We go to my mom's on a year, and the next year we go to my wife's sister's house, and her parents and her sister's husband's parents will be there. So I actually don't know a whole lot. I can't remember a whole lot about what's on the menu, but going back to your original question, you were asking about favorite foods. And I'm going to say, you know, Todd's right. There's a lot of different ways to prepare turkey. Now, I don't know. A lot of people just do, the typical oven roast turkey, but I got to go back to when I worked in a restaurant, and I hated working there on Thanksgiving Day, but man, the way they cooked the turkeys there, it was in an oven, but still it was like laid in some juiced stuff. I mean, it was just so moist, and I'll never forget that turkey. I just wanted to kind of give a little bit of a memory to that. But my favorite foods that I live for, I got obviously the stuffing, and the more moist that is, the better. And I need to give a little shout out to my brother. He actually does an amazing stuffing. It's a White Castle recipe. So he will go and get White Castle hamburgers. You shred that up and probably put in a couple other things and mix it up, and it's a White Castle slider dressing. And I mean, it is, or stuffing. It is amazing.
Oh my God, that sounds great.
Yeah, we're going to have to tomorrow, but just kind of give him a shout out. I'm sure that David over in Virginia, he's going to be making that tomorrow. So stuffing, just because usually it's like a once a year thing. I love it. I also love mashed potatoes, but obviously, that's kind of more of a traditional meat and potatoes type meal anyway. But the other thing, the accessory that I love is the turkey gravy. I don't always get to have that. The turkey gravy is just amazing. You pour it all over everything. So, 2 years ago, Kim's sister did ask me to actually make it while I was down there. She's like, "Hey, can you make the turkey gravy?" And I said, "Hell yeah, I can." So I made the turkey gravy while I was there. That kind of makes every, you just pour it all over the entire plate. So I'm looking forward to that. I know they'll have some kind of stuffing. That's what we're doing. So, I don't think that the head count's going to be too high. I know they'll take precautions. They'll probably have a setup in every damn room of the house. I don't know. But anyway, it'll be a good time. And then, I just want to point out, I think this is pretty much my favorite holiday of the year. What other holiday can you just pig out on turkey and all kinds of food? You watch 3 football games, and typically that not everyone, but a lot of times people will have the next 3 days off. So it's like, it doesn't get any better than that. Any other holiday, usually you got to go back or you got to take your own leave, whatnot. And yes, we have to take leave on Friday, but still, it's a 4-day weekend. You got football, you got food, you got family. What else can there be? So that's what's going on up in Indiana.
All right. There she is, the one and only Granny Huckster. What do you like for Thanksgiving, and what are you going to have tomorrow?
Well, we're actually at my mom's up in Kansas where I used to live, and being that my mom cannot see very well anymore, she ordered the Thanksgiving dinner, from the Dillon's grocery store. It's going to be a smoked turkey. I'm not sure what all's coming with it. I know the store called today and one of the sides that they were supposed to have, I guess they ran out of, and so they substituted macaroni and cheese. But when Todd mentioned oyster dressing, when my daddy was alive, oh, my God, he had the most amazing recipe for oyster dressing. And he never really had a recipe for it. I mean, he just kind of a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know. I don't know what all he ever put in it. But it was so amazing. And I miss that oyster dressing every year at Thanksgiving since my daddy's been gone since 2004. But that was one of the most amazing things that I loved was his oyster dressing. Now, I also like sweet potatoes. I love sweet potatoes. So, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm hoping maybe we'll have sweet potatoes tomorrow. If not, I mean, I'll get over it. But I miss my daddy's oyster dressing. I mean, that's one thing that I always, you know, loved at Thanksgiving time.
All right. Now, Todd, you be quiet. I've got to ask you an important question. Do you think if I came up there in January, we could make a combination White Castle oyster dressing? You think we could do that?
Oh, are you serious?
I already know. We can. You know what? We can just do them separate. But I already know that Liz is jotting that down on her calendar.
Yeah, the whole dressing thing.
Okay, then we'll have
to
have everybody there.
You can't go to White Castle without me.
You can get them frozen, can't you? Can't you get White Castle burgers frozen?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they're not the same.
It wouldn't be the same.
I know.
It would not be the same.
I know. Todd, we'll have to have a secret meeting about this. And speaking of the man that was talking, the two people we've left out because they're from right down there near each other and near me, actually near in the Charleston area, is Malcolm and Velvet.
Now, Velvet.
Velvet was talking to me right before the show about how busy his house has been getting ready for Thanksgiving. So what are you going to have to eat, and what do you really want, Velvet? And then Malcolm, you're next.
Yeah, I wanted Dave to go first anyway.
Okay.
Well, it's been busy because all my kids are home, and all the dogs are here, so the dogs are chasing each other around, driving everybody crazy. No cats, though. No cats, so that's a good thing. So the kids went out today. The wife had an MRI, and then the kids went out and bought a tree. So we're like, all right, we got to get everything settled for tomorrow. So we're going to my sister's. It's probably going to be at least 15, 20 of us. We don't care. We're family. We always do it thick or thin. We don't care. Normally there's 30 people at the table. This time it's going to be less. Anyway. So this is something we always bring, and it's called cracked green beans. Now, there's two different recipes for cracked green beans, okay? One is they're both not traditional. It's the green beans with Alfredo sauce, bacon, and water chestnuts. That's one that some of them like. Well, the one we're taking tomorrow is going to be the green beans with soy sauce, brown sugar, and bacon.
Ooh, that sounds good.
So that's
good.
The one we're taking tomorrow. So yeah, that's our crack. That's what we call cracked green beans. We're gonna have the traditional oven roasted turkey, old school. We're gonna have probably some kind of greens. Probably gonna be collards, sweet potatoes. We're probably gonna have
collards.
Oyster,
I love collards.
Oyster dressing is definitely gonna be there. My sister does the turkey like my mom does. She packs that turkey full of stuffing after the turkey's baked and puts it back in there for a little while. So the stuffing's inside the turkey and you got to dig it out. That's always fun for the kids. Things like that. It's going to be a good time. All of us have been checked and tested. Because down here, our governor said, test before turkey. And which is true.
Test
he did
before turkey.
Anyway, test prefer turkey. But we all had things to do I got some that work in the medical field that are going to be there and this and that. So everybody's all been taken care of. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to live in fear. You know, our family doesn't live in fear. We're smart. We take care of our own personal selves. That's the biggest key. You take care of your own personal self, you'll be all right. And that's the bottom line right there. So, but yeah, I think it's gonna be all right for us. We've been through worse, but it's gonna be fun. We'll have some great grands will be there, but it's all good. Good, except for my kids, they're just freaking driving me bananas. My twin boys are 24 years old, and my daughter is a senior in high school. She's 17. That's my baby. But you put them together, and it's like watching Laverne and Shirley versus Stooges. It's crazy. Absolutely nuts. I'm like, oh, my goodness. The only break I got today was taking the wife to get an MRI on her knee. That was my only break today. That was it. That was a break.
That wasn't much of a break.
But go ahead.
That's okay.
Nope.
Okay, and I was going to say I made a mistake. I forgot to tell everybody that Miss Geraldine is coming over here, and she's going to make the best damn banana pudding you ever had. And I'm going to be going berserk over banana pudding.
Dirty.
Because I never get it on Thanksgiving, and Geraldine's just a friend of ours, and she loves to make banana pudding. Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's so all you folks just get jealous.
Why are you envisioning Cliff Wilson?
Flip Wilson.
Do what?
Yeah.
Geraldine, right?
When you mentioned Geraldine.
This is a nice lady who works with Miss Robin at the animal shelter. No, she's a nice, nice lady. And she's, I mean, you know, she has to, you know, I can't wait to have her banana pudding. I'm going to help her make it. All right, Malcolm, now what about you? What do you like to eat on Thanksgiving? And what are you doing tomorrow?
I'll sum it up like this. The guy, I don't know if I should mention his name, but the guy that's renting me the room here that owns the place, his mom was going to fix us a dinner, and she got sick. And so instead of, you know, having dinner, we're unprepared. So me and this guy, we're having Chinese food, which I'm okay with because I'll explain. I was in...
Exactly.
I was in Korea in 1984 Thanksgiving to 1985 New Year's, and all we had for almost that time, except for like 3 days, was nothing but turkey. I think Corey Feldman said it best on that episode of Alice when Alice says, "We don't have turkey." And he goes, "Yeah, turkey's for the birds." He goes, "Well, what do you want?" He goes, "I want chili dogs." And I go, it's like that with me, you know. I like the potatoes. I like the stuffing. But every year I pick like a roast or a ham. I would have done that if I didn't know about this. I would have cooked dinner for us because I did it the last 2 years for myself. But I'll tell you what, the rest of the day tomorrow, I'm just going to let it blow by me. You know, let the time go by, maybe listen to some music, because I'm really looking forward to Dr. John meeting Sid Vicious in Daytona Beach, Florida on December 19th. It'll be the second time I met him. And, man, it's going to be awesome when me and Big Sid are together again, and Paul Roma, too. You know, it's like, I'm not even thinking about Thanksgiving tomorrow. This year has just been it. And I just want to bury it, man. I want to get on, you know, that's like December 19th is right before the New Year's, a couple of weeks before. And then I could forget about this, you know, throw it in the trash can year, you know. But I will tell you this, Dr. John, I got something really cool in the mail today. I thought it was going to come out in March, but it came out before. It is it's like a light, and it's got a magnet at the top, and it's got all these images of people from the Batman TV show, and it's got the old yellow signal, the original bat that used to be on the TV, and when you plug it in, there's a plug, it levitates the signal in between the lower and the bottom part I think this thing is so cool. I took a look at it, took it out, and I'm putting it back because I'm not going to put it out again until I got my own place. And this thing is major cool, you know. So
yeah.
And,
well, that sounds great, Todd, Malcolm.
Todd, I want you to tell you something. Why is it every time I listen to you or I hear you, I think of Sergeant Slaughter?
There you go, Todd.
Oh, bloody hell.
Hey, Todd.
You talk with authority, Todd. I wish I had your voice. I'm serious.
Tim will tell you some of the, you know, he knows the current crew that I deal with. I have some, man, I got some high energy, intense people, and I definitely default back to my old enlisted habits of, yeah, let me just go ahead, you know.
I got a saying, you can take
I concur.
The soldier out of the army, but you can't take the army out of the soldier.
All right. Now, I had a bad experience 2 days ago that I've got to tell everybody. I was down in Charleston. I was busy doing business, what I needed to be doing. And I went to Five Guys. Anybody know about Five Guys hamburgers?
Yeah.
And I ordered a cheeseburger and a drink. And when the girl told me it was $13.
Whoa.
I said,
what? No,
I said,
sorry.
What are you talking about? And she said, well, if you'd gotten the French fries, it would have been 18. And I thought to myself, now, folks, I can complain with y'all. $13 for a cheeseburger and a drink? Come on.
Let me mention something.
Dr. John, those are Las Vegas prices.
Just for the record, the prices on the menu. Just a thought.
Do what?
They have the prices listed on the menu. Just a thought.
That's true, but I never expected a cheeseburger to be. It was $9.99. Todd. I'm sorry. I'm from Myrtle Beach. For $5 I can go to Cookout and get the best cheeseburger you ever had.
I'd rather go to Five Guys than Cookout.
Yeah. Steve-O.
For the fries at least.
Hey Steve.
Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, hey. Steve. Hey, Dr. John, I can talk nurse. My housemate took me Sunday night. We're getting ready to watch the Survivor Series. And he took me to Firehouse Subs, and they were out of soup, they were out of chili, and I ordered a small order of macaroni and a sandwich and a soda, and it was $29 with tax.
Right.
Eat at home is all I got to say. Yeah. Eat at home and it'll be better.
Yeah, that's
first
what I'm planning.
First time I went to Five Guys. Was down there at the Tangler outlet down there in Myrtle Beach. And I was hungry as hell. I mean, just couldn't see straight hungry. And if you've ever been to that Tangler outlet, that's a terrifying place for a guy.
Yeah.
There's nothing scarier than to be in a Coach purse store and being a 210-pound white male trying to protect his son from a bunch of 300-pound wealthy white women. I mean, the place is terrifying. So I got out of there with my hide intact, and we went to the food court. And, you know, they got everything there, and I says, you know, I don't want no Sbarro, and I don't want none of this buffet Chinese stuff. I still have Five Guys. I don't know what it is, but it says burgers sounds good. So I go up there, and and Rob wasn't but about 9, 10 years old back then. And these guys are cooking their asses off. They're all working. They're all going to town. And I says, yeah, I'll take the double and large fries. And when I said large fries, I mean, it was like the record scratched and everybody just stopped and looked at me. And I was like, my fly down? Is that something I said? You know? So,
right?
Yeah, they gave you 2 cups.
You sure you want a large fry? And I was like, yeah, I'm hungry in hell because my wife's been dragging me around this shithole all day. Hook a brother up. So I'm standing there patiently waiting for my phone.
They hooked you up all right.
Yeah, this guy is taking
That's why you go to Five
time,
Guys.
Mate. Next thing I know, he's getting like this brown grocery bag and is just pitchforking fries in his thing. He walks up to me with this 17-pound bag of fries, and I says, "So this is large, huh?" Lesson learned. I ate the hell out of those fries, but yeah, those fries got dragged around from the hotel room back to Jacksonville and eventually went into the garbage. They just went palatable by Monday afternoon, but
they got peanuts too.
Yeah.
Steve, not now because of COVID. Charleston did. I asked where the peanuts were. They said, "Well, we don't do them because of COVID." I said, "Well, what do you mean? I'm going to be grabbing in the bucket, and I'm going to be getting them out and putting down, and I'm going to be eating them. And why can't I do that?" And the girl looked mystified, and she said, "I don't know. That's what they told me." I said, "Okay, that's the best answer I've heard all day."
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Great.
I bet you they serve peanuts at all the riots.
At all the what?
They should throw a peanut at all the wise asses.
All right. Now I'm going to
regulation with the COVID. You notice that the COVID just doesn't screw with a riot at all. If you want to protest a riot, there's no risk at all. You can do whatever you want.
No, go for it. Right.
Yeah.
But go to a football game or a basketball game and you're going
to
die.
A funeral or a graduation, yeah, you're very susceptible to catching this stuff. Oddly enough, we don't talk about people dying of pneumonia or the flu this year. Everything's just COVID. If you rolled your ankle,
it's all about money. It's all about money, buddy.
But it's amazing how I've got to count. I got to count heads on Thanksgiving Day, but I can flip on the TV and watch them burn down Portland, and everybody's doing just fine. If it's just a total head scratcher, I'll get up and get me home. I'm sorry.
You're funny. Love it.
You guys brought up peanuts, and I want to throw this one out. So my brother recently relocated.
Don't throw the peanuts
from,
out, Todd. Now, come on. Keep the peanuts.
From Dallas.
Peanuts now.
From the Dallas area to the greater Cleveland, Ohio area. And he wanted to do a fried turkey, and he could not find straight peanut or peanut oil that was other than a blend.
No kidding.
He could only find blends. And I ran through. I wanted to pick up a new cooler for the brining the turkey, and that's a whole nother story about pay attention to what brand coolers you're looking at. Holy crap! Because the first ones I looked at were those Yetis in the standard 5 gallon beverage cooler, you know, that we all use at kids' sports and all that. That thing was like $100 because it said Yeti. I'm like, somebody's on drugs. Anyhow, I went over there. I was like, let me go look by the grill area and see what they have. So, first off, what my brother paid for the frickin' blend was like $40 for 3 gallons.
Ooh.
I took a picture. It was like $25 or $23, I think. They had it down to $22.99 or $21.99, some crap like that. And it was a pure peanut oil. He flipped his mind. So I don't know. I haven't heard of a peanut shortage, which you guys mentioned, you know, brought up the peanuts. But we know some things are being affected. Like if you're doing a do-it-yourself project, I dare you to go price lumber right now. You'll lose your stinking mind.
Yes, you will. Trust me. I know.
I concur. We're getting a roof redone, and the contractor was giving us the quote
and I'm not going to make a story out of this or anything, but we got the detached garage.
But you're
going to
tell us the story
of it. Well, it's just I'm not going to give you the whole, but just Todd, I think you've seen pictures of our detached garage, and like half the roof looks like it went through a hurricane. So we're getting it replaced, insurance claim, you know, and all that good stuff. They told us that it would be cheaper just to replace it and do shingles. But basically, because they have to do the subboard or whatever they call it that's right underneath the shingle, you know, because it doesn't have that right now. It had the metal roof, which just nailed into the beams going, you know, across. I'm not a construction guy. I don't know what I'm talking about. But when they said it's going to be cheaper to do the shingles, and so, but to do that, they got to keep it up to code and they got to lay down the wood first. Well, because the expense of that, the contractor said they actually, even though it's supposed to be cheaper, if we downgrade and go with shingles, it's actually, in his estimate, it's a lot higher just because of the price of lumber. That's all.
Wow.
Terrible.
Yep. It is terrible.
Yeah, it's
horrible.
Yeah.
I hope the shingles will give you the shingles.
Right. Oh, that's that good. Well played.
That was a good
very well played.
Speaking of everybody 50 and older, consider the vaccine or shot or whatever it is for that stuff, because that stuff.
I've already had it, Todd.
Is it a shot of Jaeger?
No, I've already had it, Todd.
If I ever get shingles again, I'm just going to decorate for Halloween. You're going to see me banging up some trees somewhere. I'm not even going down that street again.
Freddy Krueger.
I'm going to bring you some clothes, buddy.
I've broken
yeah,
all my
I just
decided. Shingles? I ain't touching shingles no more. You can have me. Send me on to Jesus. I'm not touching it. I will walk my fat ass right in front of a damn, right there in damn Western Boulevard on a Saturday afternoon, and I will just walk right on out there. Doop, 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 and never again. I mean,
you're nuts, man.
Not touching a finger. Bag of toys. Well, Todd, you were I wasn't at Epic Club then when I had it. But that stuff is flat even. And somebody asked me and said, what's shingles like? And I said, it's like having broken ribs and poison ivy and having a raging sunburn at the same time. That's exactly
what it
is.
Poison ivy sunburn. I'll go with that. The I just treated it like poison ivy in the sense of I've been pretty susceptible to that all along. Because I want to say it was like 2015, somewhere around there. Right
that
there,
was
there it was friggin' Thanksgiving. I'm in there doing the, you know, cooking and trying to prep stuff, and I noticed, yeah, I picked up on it. I'm like, damn, I just kept scratching my belly. What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And I go into the bathroom, and I'm like, son of a bitch. And I just made a conscious effort at that point not to. So you just treat it like poison ivy, and it just, and even though I was pretty damn behaved, boy, that stuff still spread, covered some yardage, and then eventually it went down. But good grief. Yeah, you don't want to stretch. You don't want to bend. You don't want to do any of that stuff.
I'll tell you the genius I was. I didn't even know. I thought I had wrenched my back because I do have a spot in my back that I wrenched real bad in 90. And still to this day, it'll, you know, Charlie horse up from time to time. But I thought, damn it, I've done a wrench my back again. So what did I do? I sat in the hot tub with my back to the jet for 3 or 4 days. And the reason why I remember it being June 30th is because July 4th, we always can sit out and watch everybody's fireworks here at the house. And I couldn't sit down and I couldn't stand up. And Dale says, you know, what's the matter? And I says, my back is so tore up right now. I says, I can't, no matter what I'm doing, it hurts. I says, I can't do anything. And so I went to work the next day, and I came home, and, you know, most guys do the same thing when they come home. It's the Chippendales. As soon as you hit the front door, you start taking off the boots and the shirt and everything. Well,
Goldberg.
I'm walking through the living room with a wad of clothes in my arm, and Rob says, "Jesus Christ, Pop, you fall off a motorcycle or what?" And I was like, "What?" He says, "Your back, dude. Your back is ate up like a road rash." And, of course, anything on your back is bad news because you can't see it. So, and this is before we did the Instagram selfie in the mirrors. You know, I didn't know about that stuff. So, when Dale got home, I says, "What does that look like?" She says, "Well, it's a nasty rash." And I says, "Well, it hurts like hell, and I'm thinking about taking my life right now." And she says, "Well, let's just see what happens." So, over the next 2 days, I mean, it went from my back to my ribs and then to my stomach, and went into work, and I got three of the guys together that I trust the most, and I said, "Guys, I'm going to show you something. I want you to tell me what this is." And when I pulled my shirt up, all three of them at the same time, like stereo, went shingles. And I was 45 at the time, and I said, "40? I'm 45. Old people get shingles." And they said, "No, shingles catch anybody's ass if you ain't careful." And I said, it burned for 3 weeks. It itched for 6, but the pain was 3 months. The pain was excruciating. It was just like having broken ribs, and Christ knows I've had that happen. Yeah, never again. Shingles comes around, nah. You're just going to see me scotch tape a pork loin to my ass and just jump in some deep water somewhere.
Wow.
I'm just going to chum the water. Forget it. I'd rather get eaten by a shark than have shingles again.
Yeah.
No.
I had them in 2010 in March. I didn't know what the hell they were. And it was a big rash on me all over the place. And I went out to Travis Air Force Base in Fairfield. I lived in this mobile home rental park in Rio Vista. And it's like about a 20, 30-mile drive. And I'm sitting there, and I'm I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. I called the hospital at Travis. They said, "Come out, get, you know, we'll find out what's wrong." I go in there. I think it's a rash or something. He's like, "You got the shingles." Said, "What the fuck are the shingles?"
I need to lay on top of the house or what?
They said they don't
right?
itch, they burn. And I said, "Yeah, I think they burn. I couldn't hold the steering wheel."
Yeah. Those are scary. And my brother-in-law's dad-in-law got them inside. He actually got them inside and on his organ.
No, thank you.
He was the guy. And I love Harold to death. Harold's one of these guys that's just a matter of, you know, you run up on these guys that just have no bedside manner at all, but you know whatever they tell you is true. So Harold seen me, and I was telling him how
this
I had it.
This is coming from the guy that said, "Hey, y'all, look at this."
So I went up to Harold, and I says, he says, "Buddy, you look like you're in pain." And I says, "These damn shingles." I says, I got to hear. And he took a drag off his cigarette and looked at me and goes, "You know, if it goes all the way around you, they say it can kill you, ass." I was like, "Appreciate that."
Right, yeah. Thanks. Thanks for playing.
You must have loaded everything on your MD, you know. I mean, but it is. Because you can't do a damn thing about it. I mean, like Tylenol PMs, if I take two Tylenol PMs, I'm done. I mean, it's amazing how those things just put me out completely. If I take like a Benadryl or if I take a Tylenol PM, you can kick me in the balls 1,000 times. I won't flinch. But
what about an ibuprofen?
Yeah, the ibuprofen's no sweat, but those PMs, they put me out. And
man.
I thought you were going to say
Michael Jackson and propofol. I mean, it's all good.
No, I haven't gone that far yet, though. I don't get near
I got a doctor. I know a doctor.
Something else is going to hurt.
Oh, I bet you do.
Dr. Kevorkian?
Dr. Dahmer. Dr. Dahmer. He's going to eat you when he's done.
Well, you know, Dr. Dahmer, he has as many people as he wants for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? His prices are high. You know, I mean, if you go to Dr. Dahmer, his prices are pretty high, man. I mean, that's going to cost you like an arm and a leg.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go with Malcolm. Malcolm, here you go. I got a funny one for you, Malcolm. You ready?
Okay.
I don't think they'll get it. There's only two answers to this question, okay?
Okay.
Riddle me this. I'm the Riddler. Riddle me this. What is round and has two sides?
Two sides and round. Boy, that's... Nah, I give up.
Okay.
Purple, inside, outside.
Right, that's one answer. What's the other answer?
Round two sides.
Not Jimmy.
You give up?
I give up.
You give up? All right. You ready?
Hey, Velvet, you said, you said round and had two sides.
It has
Velvet.
Two sides.
It's a coin.
No.
Okay,
coin
what is
has three
it?
Sides. Heads, tails, and side.
All right. That's right. But that's not the answer. What is round and has two sides? My butt cheeks.
Oh yeah, that would have gone good over a Batman TV show.
Thank you. Thanks for playing. I'll be here all week. Don't forget to tip your waitresses.
Wonderful crowd.
Oh my goodness. Well, let's get back.
Here to please.
Let's get
I'm
back
here
to
please,
the
baby.
To the Thanksgiving
okay.
spirit. What is the thing we
well,
like
that
to
is
do
at
the
our
most
house.
On Thanksgiving weekend? What is the thing that you personally like to do the best, whether anybody else wants you to do it or not, or they complain? Granny Hulkster, what is your favorite thing to do on Thanksgiving weekend?
Well, if my Chiefs were playing football, I'd be watching football, but very seldom do they ever play on Thanksgiving.
I bet those Raiders gave you a hard time, huh? Were you
oh,
a heart
my
attack during
God.
That?
Guys, let me tell you something. I was on the podcast with Dr. John and Velvet Sunday night, right? I had my TV muted. I had my phone muted. And when Patrick Mahomes threw that touchdown to Travis Kelce with 28 seconds left in the game, I screamed for joy. And Velvet says, well, Granny still shows that she's on the phone. And so I quickly unmuted my phone. I said, guys, I'm still here. I said, I had my phone muted and my TV muted because I said I've been watching this stupid football game. And my Chiefs ended up winning 35-31 because I was so happy. Because, see, we lost to the Raiders week 5, and that's the only loss we've had all year long was to those nasty Raiders. And I hate those Raiders. I absolutely despise them.
So does Malcolm, and he's a Raider fan.
Well, I tell you, I was about ready. I was on the edge of my chair. I was like clenching my fist, and it was kind of like in 2015 when the Royals were getting ready to win the World Series, and we went into like 14, 15, 16 innings, and it was 1:00 in the morning, and I didn't want to wake my husband up because he had to get up the next morning at 4:30 to get ready to go to work. I was clenching and biting on my pillow because I was screaming for joy when the Royals won the World Series in 2015. See, they won the World Series in 1985. But, you know, they won it again in 2015, and I was absolutely ecstatic when they won the World Series again. I was like, oh, you know, yes. But when my Chiefs play, yes. I mean, I like to watch my football when my Kansas City Chiefs are playing. Anybody else on Thanksgiving, I could care less. But, you know, when my Chiefs are playing, I'm watching football. I'm a diehard Kansas City fan.
All right, so what you want to do on Thanksgiving is you want to watch your sports teams play. That sounds like
either that or if my Chiefs are not playing, I usually go play bingo somewhere. I go find some place to go play bingo. You know,
okay.
So.
All right. Well, that's cool. All right. Now I'm gonna go with the original host, starting with Todd. What is the thing that you want to do, whether anybody else wants to do it with you or not, on Thanksgiving weekend?
The since I moved here to the Carolinas, being able to get out and go fishing, because this is a hot time of the year for speckled trout. I remember Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving on 2017. Well, hell, Dr. John, you were there with us at we did Thanksgiving at Nick and Jess's place. And that next day I went out, I limited out on the speckled trout and caught like a 4-pound largemouth, which you really don't expect to catch that time of the year. And I'm actually going back out fishing with the same fishing mate this Friday, and I'm just lucky that the family can do that. Now, I got to say this about Thanksgiving, especially this year. This is the first time in 3 years that I'm able to have Thanksgiving with my family. That's huge for me. That's the first time in 3 years that I can have any of my family members that something other than me, a turkey breast and small portions at the apartment. So it's a big deal. Tomorrow's huge for me, aside from the food. It's just being with the family. So that's really huge for me, team. It really is.
All right, buddy. That's great. Dave Atwell, if you could have your choice, what would you like to do on Thanksgiving weekend?
The thing we always do that I'll be missing out on this year is having drinks with Sergeant Major and watching football. And what particularly stinks about this year is that the Redskins are playing the Cowboys. And, of course, all of us from being from D.C., you know, Mom took me out of the hospital in a Redskins shirt. And lifelong fan of the team, I still think John Riggins ought to run for president. And he would take care of all the world's problems in about 20 minutes flat. But, not being able to go over there and sit around. Because, you know, Dad, he's 73 now. So his days of throwing back the beers and cutting up with me are, you know, getting few and far between. And, you know, just the ability to go over there and with a marquee game like the Skins and the Cowboys playing, it kind of stinks, you know, that we can get together and everything. And, I mean, I could probably go over there and wouldn't cause much of a ruckus because it would just be, you know, me and Dale and Rob. But, nevertheless, no need in rocking the boat. We'll just let it be. Because what's funny is years ago, the Skins were playing the Cowboys. And first quarter, I can't remember what happened, but there was like this gross pass interference call, and I yanked this yellow microfiber towel out of my pocket, and I just threw it across the room, right? And I thought my old man was going to fall out, right? So ever since then, we always carry our towels with us. I mean, and they don't have to be yellow these days. You just got to carry a towel. Whenever you see something, you throw the damn flag out in the middle of the floor, you know? But yeah, other than that, of course, Misty, our Mastiff, her fifth birthday will be the Friday after Thanksgiving, so we have a big doggy bash planned. And I know that sounds crazy. People out there listening going, God, this asshole actually throws birthday parties for his dog. Let me tell you something. The dogs never put a knife in my back. Everybody else on the planet does. So, by all means, we'll be having.
Let me comment about that on Misty. That little bitch demands it. Think about what I just said.
Hey, you know, we actually broke the tape measure out on her. Dale was measuring Rob because she was going to buy him a coat for Christmas, and she was measuring his chest. So I said, wrap that thing around Misty. You know that dog has a 42-inch chest? She's a pure beast. 140 pounds, nothing but fur and love, man. Best dog in the world. But, yeah, that'll be my Thanksgiving. I'm going to miss Mom and Dad this year. But, by Christ, when, you know, the big guy takes over on the 21st and all this stuff fades in 5 days and the world gets better all of a sudden, I'll make up for it in 2021. I'm going to party my ass off my folks because they're good people. And really sucks I got to sit it out this year with them. So that's my piece. Looking forward to
that. All right, Tim, what do you want to do?
Well, I don't know if I'll – it's kind of worn down, but usually what not all the time. It wasn't a huge religious thing for me, but 2 or 3 years, I used to like to do Black Friday shopping. For some sick reason, it was kind of cool to get up, and, I mean, I'm up in Westfield, so it's not like we have all those crazy freaking people that, you know, stampede the place, but there'd be a line. And a couple times I'd get up at the butt crack of dawn on a Friday and get in line at Best Buy and look at the deals, and, I mean, you'd find some really awesome stuff. I don't do it anymore because they've taken a little too far, and they open up on Thanksgiving night, and I disagree with that. I think that's kind of wrong. But so I don't do that anymore, but I'm looking forward to, you know, I know it's already been shared. I know it's not anything new or anything, but football, there's football on Thanksgiving, there's football on Sunday, and I'm not working, you know. So I kind of just like fiddling around in my pajamas. I'll put up Christmas lights. I mean, not like that's the greatest thing in the world, you know, have fun and everything doing that. I mean, yeah, exactly, you know, because I'm the asshole out there in the yard plugging in all the Christmas lights that, you know, I put away like as gracefully as I could, but yet none of them work. So, you know, I don't understand that. So I'm going to have to go buy it much more strands. But, yeah. Uncle Eddie comes the nighttime after I put up the lights, and then I'm having one too many eggnogs, then I turn into Uncle Eddie.
And you're out there taking a whiz in the front yard.
You bet. Yeah. But, no, I mean, just the football and eating leftovers and kind of lounging around working on my own schedule.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's all about.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Well, that sounds great. Now, Granny, what do you want to do if you had your choice? Wait a second. You already said you want to watch your sports teams. I'm sorry.
Well, if Kansas City's playing, but they don't usually play on Thanksgiving. They usually play on a Sunday, so I, you know, have to watch them on Sundays, you know. But that's okay, you know, because they're going to beat Tampa Bay this weekend, so they got to play those nasty Buccaneers, and, you know, that's worse than the Raiders, as far as I'm concerned, because I don't like Tom Brady either, so, you know.
Well, they don't hate Tampa.
Himself after the other night.
Sorry, anybody who's a Tom Brady fan, but Granny don't like Tom Brady either.
I said they don't cheat. He sits on the bench and goes, y'all don't cheat here.
Yeah.
Well,
the refs don't recognize
speaking
the
of you, speaking of you, Velvet, what would you like to do this weekend, regardless of whether anybody would do it with you or not?
A, stay away from Black Friday sales. I'll never do that again. I'm sorry, whoever said today, like, he used to like doing that. We had a horror story.
Monday.
The kids, right? Shop online. We had a horror story when the kids were little and the first Tickle Me Elmo came out. Of course, I had to get two. So the wife's standing there. She goes to grab when the lady damn near tackles her, rips it out of her arms, and runs down the aisle. I was like, what the freak just happened?
Wow.
So this guy goes, hey, come here. And we said, what? He goes, come here. He goes, I can't get down there. I have a whole pallet full of more of them. He goes, how many do you need? I said, two. He chucked us two, and we ran to the front. And the next thing we heard was people were ripping boxes open. They found out that that guy had a pallet full of Tickle Me Elmos. So that's something I'm not going to do. Leftovers, yes. And another tradition we used to have was, like, Saturday after Thanksgiving, my mom would always make turkey spaghetti. Always. Always, always, always.
None.
So we do that. So we're probably going to do that. The kids, yeah, we're doing two Thanksgivings, obviously, because we're doing the whole big family. And then I'm going to do my immediate family with just my kids and my wife. We're going to do that on Saturday. Before my son Ryan and his fiance go back to Rock Hill. So, yeah, we're going to have fun, you know.
Good
watch
job.
Basketball, watch football,
that's
whatever.
That's great.
I'll clarify. Can I clarify real quick? Hey, it's Tim. Can I clarify real quick? So I'm the a-hole that was out there on Black Friday. But let me say this. This was before the Cyber Monday thing really got started. So there was not really a Cyber Monday yet. Plus, like I said, up here in Westfield, he didn't have those lines. And what they used to do is they would come around like about an hour or so before the doors would open, I think even earlier than that, and they would hand out, like, they did it smart. So people would be in a line, and they would go down the line and say, okay, I got four of these big screen TVs left. You know, which one of these items
right.
do you want? You can pick, like, two or three, whatever. You pick it, and then you can go. And as long as you
yep,
come
right.
back within that day, you can pick up your thing. That's what was cool.
Oh, that was nice.
That's
that
what
is
what I
cool.
Meant.
Not here.
Yeah.
It's a free-for-all. It's like Royal Rumble. The bell rings and it's on.
Well, hey,
yeah,
Velvet.
I don't know
Velvet.
Why people line up early.
Yes.
When I worked all the years that I worked for Walmart, you know, back in the day, there was one year you talk about, you know, like I said, the lady tackling, you know, your wife or whatever. We had these scooters. And I was stationed at the scooter area, and they start handing them out, and this woman comes by and grabs this scooter out of this little boy's hand, and she starts to run off. Well, I got management over there, and they said, what happened? And I said, that lady took that little boy's scooter. Well, they caught the lady, and they marched her back to that woman and that little boy. I thought the mother was going to go tackle her herself, but she didn't. And the little boy was crying and stuff. Well, we managed to get the little boy's scooter back for the little boy, you know, and the woman, she was escorted out of the store. She didn't get
nice.
No scooter.
That's a first for Walmart. They don't normally do that. They just go, do you want paper or plastic with that?
Wow. Yeah, seriously, they need something more than tasers. It ought to be like on-the-spot euthanasia.
Mm-hmm. I hate the fact that everything's gone corporate so bad. I worked 30 years in grocery, and this one particular store I worked at from 2005 to 2012, we were given carte blanche because we were in the inner city. We were the only three grocery stores in the inner city. But we, in that 7-year period, we arrested 537 people.
Jumping Jesus.
We didn't play. We got to fight. We had a guy come in, threatened to kill us all. He was on some good stuff. I had a guy basically in the Cobra clutch for over 7 minutes, and my arms went to sleep because the cops weren't getting there, and this guy, I wasn't letting him go. And then I okey-doked one running at me. He was running at me. The guard almost had him. He was right behind him, just about to grab him. So it looks like I sidestepped him, like I step out of the way, and I clotheslined the hell out of this dude. And and when he hit the ground, he shit himself. So when the cops got there, me and the guard are standing on his neck, basically not hard, but just enough for him. He can still move and breathe and all that crazy shit. We were just holding him down. Right, and it's poop. So when they come running up there, because they used to race, all the teams downtown would race to my store to see what we had. So they come running and I said, whoa, slow down for the last line. They go, why? I said, go get your gloves. They went, oh, come on, man. So they get him, and they can smell it. And they said, oh, I'm not putting him in my car. And they argued about whose car was going, the guy was going in. So they go, what actually happened? And I said, let's go to the video replay. And I pull up the video replay, and he goes, holy shit. He goes, you took that dude's head off. I said, oh, well. But that's what we used to do, because HR said as long as we didn't get in trouble, arrested, or kill somebody, they didn't want to know nothing. Protect the assets at all costs. And I'm like, oh, you, it's on.
Well, I was door greeting one time, and this guy came at the loss prevention people came over and told me that this guy had this air conditioning, you know, like a window air conditioning unit. They said, let him by, you know, because we know he's trying to steal it. So they said, don't ask for his receipt. And I said, okay. So he started out the door, and they came up, and he's fumbling, like, you know, he's looking for his receipt, you know, and everything. And he just leaves the air conditioning unit in the shopping cart, and he starts running out the door. Well, the loss prevention guy hollered to one of the cart pushers and says, stop him. Well, this guy was a tall guy anyways. You know, he was about 6'3", something like that. And he had broken his arm playing basketball, so he had a cast on his arm. He just holds his arm out. The guy runs right into his arm and hits the cast and just falls down to the ground.
No, that's funny.
That's awesome.
That's funny. That's
a heck of a close one. All
right. We just got heard from Cowboy Bob Orton with a broken wrist.
That's right.
I mean,
with a broken freaking arm.
He just held his arm out and the guy ran right into his cast.
That's funny. That's classic.
That's
gotta love it.
All right. Now, Malcolm, what would you like to do on Thanksgiving weekend by yourself or with people that you just want to do yourself? What would be your thing to do?
Let's see. Well, I can't do what I wanted to do. I usually wanted to do. Sometimes I would go to the games in Oakland. But my team left. That's why I moved away. Not just one time, two times. But on the positive side, Dr. John, I'm doing a broadcast with Tony Capone and Chaz tomorrow night that I'm looking forward to. It's called Wrestling Connection. It's about the different territories in wrestling. I'm looking forward to that. And I might just listen to some music. You know, I mean, I don't like to watch sports live or on TV. I like to go to the games live. That's why I was a season ticket holder since 2005. I used to love going to the games. I didn't care if the Raiders
won.
I just would do push-ups when they scored a touchdown. I'm in my 50s, and there are Raider fans that you say, Malcolm, there are kids in their 20s say, man, you're better shape than me, man. You know, and I tell you what, Dr. John, I am going to do this. You know, I have two seats at Reliance Stadium in Las Vegas, and people are going to be killing for these seats. Now, they're not the greatest seats. They're in the fourth deck, but they are in the 50-yard line. They're 9 rows back. And they're on the aisle and next to the aisle. People are going to, these tickets are going to be like gold, or if you're talking about the Raiders, silver. And all these people that jack me over, get ready to mortgage the car or the house to use my two seats if one of my friends doesn't use them. And that's the bottom line, because I said so.
That's right. All right.
Well played.
Well, that's great.
Tim and Dave, you want to use the seat? You got carte blanche, man.
I hear you. Thank you.
Dude, that's very generous of you. That's awesome.
And Dr. John and you too, Dave.
That really is. And so now it's about time that every one of us is going to get to give our Thanksgiving wish for everybody, and then we will close up and wait for our 7th Thanksgiving show next year. So I'm going to start out with Dave, and then Todd, and then Tim, and then Granny, and then we'll go with the next batch. I won't forget. So Dave, what is your Thanksgiving wish for the world?
No, just a big Thanksgiving to everybody, and despite all the stuff we're up against this year, try to make the best of it. And as per the British lady that's going to cut us off at damn 22:30, up yours, because you took the L. That's the reason why we're celebrating Thanksgiving. So no need in you telling me I got 90 seconds left, because I've got eternity, because you took the big L in 1776. So walk with it. Up yours. That's why I ain't worried about what the Royals are doing.
That's
happy
awesome,
Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah,
I like that.
Thanks to the Raiders, we won that war.
Todd, you're next tonight. What is your Thanksgiving wish?
All right. The I think Dave touched on it. Using some caution this year with family members that are more susceptible, but try to find that balance, because we know that nobody is immune to the Grim Reaper. Your family, cherish them. Try to take every opportunity to be together. But be careful for those that are a little more susceptible. And bottom line, take care of one another. Be thankful for what you have. And take care of yourselves, one another. And that's the bottom line.
That's a great one. Thank you, sir.
Well, I said so.
All right. Tim, what is your Thanksgiving wish?
I'd echo Todd's words there. Everyone be safe. And I think everyone knows what they got to do. And, you know, I guess I really just want to say my true Thanksgiving wish, because everyone's going to say all the things that they'll say. I'll point out the one. I just want the Colts to win. Come on. I mean, you know, I want the Colts to win.
You're playing good.
I'm looking forward to that game. Everybody else can do their wishes about, you know, family being safe, you know, good thoughts, happy thoughts, everyone. I want the Colts to win. There you go.
Well, the Colts cost me $120 the other night. That fumble, I was going to win the pool with like 35 people in it. And when he fumbled that ball, all you heard was a big no, because that cost me about $140. So,
don't
yeah.
I'm nah, a little, man. Little that's why I don't gamble on sports no more, baby.
Nah.
All right.
Uh-uh. One of these days, I'm going to quit gambling.
Yeah.
When I grow up.
All right, Tim.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot for that one. Now we're going to go to Malcolm and then Velvet. And then if I've forgotten anybody else other than me.
Is Steve still there or Liz gone?
Yeah, Dr. John, I did all my calling today. I called everybody because I know they're going to be spending Thanksgiving. I called David Arquette. I called a friend of mine. She's a lady I care about the most. She lives in Los Angeles. Her name's Max Wassa. She didn't call me today because she had a death in the family. So I just want everybody, you know, maybe to pray for her. People have trouble with death, but I don't. When my dad died, my brother's still having trouble getting over it. You know, but I, you know, I'm over it. But I think over anything, I just want to wish all you guys a happy Thanksgiving, because it's just another day to me, man. It's just another day to me.
Well, thank you very much. On behalf of everyone here, we really, really appreciate it. And you know what?
Velvet.
In my first group, I forgot to ask Granny, so I'll ask Granny and then Velvet. Granny, what?
No, that's okay. Velvet can go first. Go ahead, Velvet.
Okay, Velvet.
Yeah. I don't want to keep beating a dead horse. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Unlike the Undertaker, the Grim Reaper is undefeated. So please be careful. Please really pay attention. We can all joke and have fun and this and that, but you know what? This thing is serious. It's not a joke. So everybody be good. Be good to each other. Stay safe. Do the right thing. And, you know, let's make it to the end of the year so we can get out of this year and never look back at it ever again once it's over.
Amen.
That's a great one. Thank you. Now, Granny, what have you got?
Okay. Just everybody be safe. Everybody love your family, you know, because like everybody said, this is a serious thing. I've lost some really good friends because of this COVID, and it's nothing to mess with. So just take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. Happy Thanksgiving to each of you all and your families. And I am so blessed to have been part of this fifth annual Thanksgiving show on Pop Culture Stars with you wonderful people.
because I tell you, you all bring so much joy and laughter to Granny's heart each and every week that I can be on with you guys. I mean, you know, I've been going through some rough times, you know, right now. My husband's job, you know, he's not guaranteed a job after the end of this year. You know, my son's situation, I'm trying to get him the help that he needs. So it's been a stressful time. You know, we came to see my mom for a couple of days. You know, there's only going to be five of us here, you know, in her house. We're doing the Thanksgiving dinner here. You know, we're not going out. You know, we're trying to be safe. You know, everybody just be safe because, like I said, tomorrow is not promised to any of us, you know, and, you know, just God bless you all. And Granny loves each and every one of you guys. I mean, I don't know what I would do without any of you guys.
Cool.
We're bumbled.
That's right. I do know what is guaranteed, though. When that British lady goes to speak, I got two words for her. Fuck it.
Okay. I wouldn't give it.
Hey, I'm having fun, man. I'm not gonna be able to talk to y'all for another week, so yeah.
But you
we'll
know
talk
what?
To some of you guys on Sunday.
Well, yeah.
That's right. And I guess
I'll be in recovery.
I got a couple of you people's numbers. I mean, I'm not gonna say who, you know, like Mal Coleman, you know. Some others.
But I want to say thanks to each and every one of you for being my friend, for being on these podcasts. And we have more fun than anybody on a podcast, I believe. And I can't wait to see every one of you. We'll hear every one of you. Maybe we'll be doing Zoom next year. Who knows? But I can't wait to hear or see every one of you next year because it's going to be great. We'll all have another great year, and I want to see everyone back. And if you're not, we'll yell at you.
Know it.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So,
a quick reminder on the Zoom thing. Look, just for the listeners out there, I have a face made for radio. We'll just leave it at that.
Shut up, Todd. We love you. You're great, Todd. I don't hear. We all have hearts made of gold, and that's one thing that I know. So on behalf of all the participants of Pop Culture Stars, thanks a lot. Thanks for 5 great years, and we'll see you next year on our Thanksgiving special because it's going to be fun. Otherwise, we'll see everybody next week, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Better be here or we'll yell at you. Take care, everybody, and thanks so much.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Later, taters.
Man, we actually got 2 minutes and change. This is a complete different thing.
Tell the British lady she can put back and fight them.
We did. We beat the British lady.
That's right. She took the L again.
I was staring at the clock going, we still have about 2.5 minutes?
Yeah,
2 minutes anyway.
Keep talking because for some reason I can't even show you. This is great.
Ah, there you go, British lady. There's my Cornwallis for you. Have a nice night.
Wow.
All right, we're headed out. Take care, everybody.
Hey, crew, stay safe out there. Seriously, we can't stress it enough. Look, team, thank you much. Every week with y'all is huge. I'm grateful and humbled to be here.
Thank you. We're glad to have you here.
Amen.
Hey, Todd, awesome material with your family this year. That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, no doubt there. Good point, Tim. Absolutely. Been a little too long. So, yeah. Amen.
Been a lot too long. Notice the wife took note. She had no problems getting me barefoot and in the kitchen. She had no worries with that.
She's in charge. You know that.
Please. I never denied it.
They just going to have a hell of a time getting my ass up in the morning because I plan on drinking probably for another 2 hours, and then I'm going to go ahead and shut down shop. So she'll be up at butt 30 going, we need to do this. I say, ah, correction, you need to do this.
Wait till here's what's crazy. You guys realize Friday I will actually get up earlier than I do during the week because Friday so I can get up and go fishing on a day off. Boy, that's thinking.
I cannot stop this show. So everybody just hang up and we'll see you next week, okay?
You know what, people, you just heard kind of sort of green room stuff, just for the record.
That's true.
All right.
I'm good.
Dr. John
Big
signing
hugs,
out.
Everyone.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right. Adios, everyone.